time for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. 2015 marked the completion of a project that took sediment that was dredged from the Duluth Harbor and used to restore aquatic habitat in St. Louis Harbor. We're speaking with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Supervisor Nelson French. He's the supervisor of the Great Lakes Lake Superior Program, and he's here to tell us more. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks.
Great.
So this project is quite interesting. How long has this project been going on? If this is the completion of the project, how long has this taken?
Well, actually, the backstory is this is part of the St. Louis River Area of Concern implementation efforts to restore legacy concerns that were created years ago when we settled this place. And the habitat, aquatic habitat restoration that's taking place at 21st Avenue West is part of a larger goal to restore about 1,700 acres of aquatic habitat throughout the estuary in the St. Louis River. So that's sort of how this fits in. And it fits into a much larger activity with about 60 major actions that we need to complete in the next 5 years. So drilling down on what's happening at 21st Avenue West, which for those who may know it from another view, it's the bay where the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District sits, right near where the freeway bridge heads over to Superior and the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District, and encompasses Interstate Island. The purpose of this effort was to restore aquatic habitat, and we struck up a very novel partnership about 3 years ago with the Army Corps of Engineers, which, as we know, annually they dredge about 120 to 150,000 cubic yards of material to keep the navigational channel open for the shipping industry in the harbor. And it turns out that the material they are dredging is clean enough to be used for aquatic habitat restoration. And we've developed a very sophisticated testing protocol to make sure the materials are clean. Long story short, part of the goal of the remedial action plan for the St. Louis River is to restore shallow bay habitat, and that's what's going on at 21st Avenue West. And in order to make areas shallower, you need what? You need material, right? So the win-win scenario is that essentially this 21st Avenue West site for the last 3 years now has been serving as a place for the Army Corps of Engineers to place these navigational dredge materials. The unintended or perhaps intended consequence of that is that by placing the materials there, they're following a habitat restoration design, and we're going to get shallow bay habitat restoration where we will get, hopefully, a more diverse array of aquatic vegetation, and that benthic community, the bugs and the critters that live right in the top areas of the sediment, will return and be restored to a more healthy condition.
Okay. Well, I'll explain. That particular part of the bay, was it used for shipping previously? Had they modified it over the years to create a deeper channel right off the shoreline in order to have ships there? And so you're restoring a gentle slope? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, actually, there is an old deauthorized channel that goes into the end of that bay. And that was deauthorized several years ago, perhaps 8 to 10 years ago. So by deauthorizing, that means the channel is no longer needed for shipping purposes. So we are actually, that area is receiving some material, and there is a engineering design that redesigns the shape of the bottom of the area to encourage and foster diverse vegetative growth, mm-hmm. and that's the area that is being filled. There is an area called the North Channel, which is between Interstate Island and that embayment, and that still is an active navigational channel. So the restoration does not include placing material, of course, in that channel because that needs to be maintained at the 28 or 29-foot depth for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So the restoration site transcends or crosses across that navigational channel. So the material is being placed. The pilot study we've had for the last 3 years, which has actually completed only half of the project, the pilot study was all about experimenting with this, testing whether the materials would stay in place, doing the monitoring regarding how much turbidity or suspended solids we were creating through the placement process, and also beginning to monitor vegetative regrowth in the area. So the 3-year pilot has told us that this is an effective method for restoring habitat. So we will likely do that at several other sites over the next couple of years. And the beauty of this is through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, in partnership with the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA in particular, these projects are going to move forward with the Army Corps of Engineers doing what they do best, which is moving material.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we will be entering into a phase this next year where we plan to try to get the rest of 21st Avenue done this year or next by dredging and placing up to 400,000 cubic yards of material, which is more than twice the annual amount they usually move. So EPA will be providing extra funding for what's called strategic navigation dredging. We will be using those materials at a rate greater than the Corps is usually dredging, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So with this partnership between the agencies, we have a true win-win-win scenario where the economic interests of the harbor and the work of the Corps of Engineers aligns with the habitat restoration goals of the DNR, the PCA, and the EPA.
So there's been this dredging and placement of the sediment going on, and is it as simple to say if you build it, they will come, or does there need to be some seeding of the material for seeding of wildlife, I should say, or are they going to naturally just sort of find it once you let it lie?
Well, that's part of the paired study or the test we have going on at some of the placement areas on 21st Avenue West. This last summer we placed some biological medium, which was taken from Kingsbury Bay, on a portion of the restored site, and then we left a portion of the restored site just with the navigational channel material. And we're testing to see what type of difference there is in rates of vegetative growth and types of vegetative growth that occurs. So it's conceivable that once all of the dredge material is placed to fit the design, the area may be topped with a very small portion of biological medium to actually help foster the growth. But we don't want to spend money doing that unless it's determined that it's necessary to do that.
So the timeline then for wildlife to return is still underway. They're not birds aren't nesting there already and things like that.
Well, and it's less about creating bird nesting habitat. It's more about creating the shallow bay aquatic habitat, which will be valuable for all the critters that lead to the web of life, which affect the birds. The area already has a fair amount of wildlife. This will just enhance and restore the diversity of the ecosystem under the water primarily.
Okay.
And so it is, in the sense, if you build it, they will come. Folks will be monitoring in the out years to determine what has returned to the area, how beneficial it is. We already know that it's a good area for fishing. I mean, there are fish there already. There are fish spawning generally around the area. But this is just going to make the functioning ecosystem much better and more robust.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds exciting, and I look forward to seeing how it pans out, especially, of course, the river is going to push sediment around as it does all the time. So hopefully this particular location will remain stable itself, and the river, for example, is going to come and undredge it for you. So we look forward to hearing great things about it. It's a great idea.
Right. And it's been a fantastic partnership. About $6.5 million have been spent on this first 3 years of the phase. We anticipate an equal amount will be spent, and it's primarily funding that comes through this Navigational Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund, as well as the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. So it's a true win-win-win partnership.
And it's great to know, too, that the dredging material is viable for creating this kind of a habitat, that it's not full of any kind of toxins coming out of the harbor. So that's good news.
That's great news, and that was the big corner we turned in the last about 3 or 4 years ago. We came up with this methodology that the community and the professional technical experts respected that shows whether this material has contaminants or not. If we find contaminants, that gets off-ramped, and that material gets sent somewhere else.
Wonderful. Well, Nelson, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it. It sounds like a good project.
It's a great project. We'll be hearing a lot more about it, and thank you for giving us the time this morning.
Indeed. Have a good day.
Yep, bye.
Nelson French, the supervisor of the Great Lakes Lake Superior Project of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, working with other agencies to create new habitat along the shoreline of the St. Louis River, the St. Louis Harbor. Green Visions on KMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.